dies and sung and lost invisible to
volunteer army in need of a shower. Somehow defeat a global superpower. How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher. Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon. An immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman!
Welcome back to WJRA 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
And we're corny. It's rivalry week again.
That's why I played Hamilton.
But I always get super hyped. And I usually, and not to, you know, not to ruin the team spirit or anything, but... usually, I shouldn't have a reason to be excited.
No.
But, right. You know, and to be completely honest, I don't know anything about sports. But I just like it. I've told you I've always liked, I just enjoy the history. I think it's a cool thing that we have on campus, especially for such a small school. And I think, according to the people that know more than I do, that we actually have a shot this year.
I think,
is very exciting because this is our last chance. And I was telling James before the show, I don't know if this makes sense, so if you're smarter than me, which is the odds are high, just not
quite. I'm not gonna doubt that.
We've versed the teams that we've... Shut up, whatever.
Played against, maybe?
Played against. Mm. I should probably... I'm just gonna stop. The teams we played against, we've beaten by, like, a large margin compared to same teams that Lehigh's played, and they've just been killed. And also just the differential. We had a lot of freshmen coming in here, which is, you know, there was a learning curve.
Yeah, we have a lot of new talent too.
And I'm wondering if, with you know, those. This is
more Hamilton. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll transition to a coffee table.
Oh,
but
no,
anyway,
this is just Lynn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, I assumed my logic was that because we had beaten teams that they'd lost to, we would win. Don't know if that's true or not.
The transitive property.
Transitive
in mathematics.
Yeah, which I don't know how much that applies, but I'm hoping it does. Yeah, it is rivalry. To be honest, I don't really know what's going on this week. Usually I have the schedule of things that's happening, but I haven't looked at anything.
I briefly looked at a list of the events. I believe they're doing banner making today.
Banner making?
Yeah. So, you know how people hang the bed sheets in their houses?
Yeah, yeah,
are
yeah,
you
yeah.
doing one of those? Because my housemates and I definitely
I don't
do
think
one.
I can get away with it.
Why not?
Because it would... Well, one, I'm on the bottom floor, and I'm in an apartment.
Oh, yeah, you're in a 512.
But if I was... I think you could still
you can
do it
still
in a 512.
Scoot one out the window, yeah.
I would do it if I were on, like, the second floor.
Okay,
I think that'd
fair.
Be better.
You don't want to, like, just touch on the ground.
Yeah,
you
know? Just like a stumpy little... That would just look weird.
That'd be pretty funny.
But no, probably... Are you going to...
Oh, yeah. We have...
Do you have a
we
thing?
We have a lot of ideas. A lot of them are...
Do you want to give them away or you want to save them?
Because,
you know, there's
of them,
thousands of people listening. They
a lot of them
take
are
it.
Horrendously inappropriate.
Oh, really?
However, I can
Can
check.
You use euphemisms to... Or can you sub out the naughty words?
Well, no, it's not even the language. It's just the content is horrific. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a classic, like, Lehigh pays for Wawa water. Lehigh was my safety school. Lehigh drinks natty for the taste.
I don't think I've heard the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the one that Lafayette had up.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Lehigh gets carted at CHT. this is my favorite one. Lehigh nuts in November.
That's bold.
That's really crass.
I don't like that at all.
So my housemates, who are both mechanical engineers, were putting all these down.
Yeah.
And then one of my housemates goes, Lehigh can't design effective PID controllers. Which is like a mechanical engineering thing.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, well, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, I think that would be more of a self burn if you put that one up.
Yeah. But there's a lot of ideas, and I'm surprised that Lafayette is sanctioning an event like that. I know, for the most part, they would be intending for people to make, like tongue-in-cheek banners, like the Wawa yeah. Water one, right? But there are people who are going to write...
Or, some, like, Lehigh doesn't study, you know?
Yeah, or, like,
it's like wholesome
people are going to, like... People are going to write some really vile
yeah.
stuff. Like,
But, well, actually, on that topic, there were... Well, this happened. They had a you could pregame on the quad when we had it here the first time.
I think you still can, can't you?
And you can. But this year, not only that, but they're doing. I think I said this. You know, to be honest, and a lot of people will admit it. It's just better to have the game at Lehigh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the tailgating is.
It's but so the much tailgating better. And the space. They've just got. They're a bigger university. Mm. It's not like a. You don't have to be like, you know. You don't have to lose any of your patriotism.
They have a whole separate field.
They're just a bigger school. Mm. So just objectively, it's going to be better to... So I think, you know, I was saying, well, you know, if Lafayette wants to be comparable, they really got to just be more lax. Because it's such a small school, you can't... The school would almost have to facilitate the pregame.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they kind of do. And this year, you can... you know, obviously, if you're 21, you can pregame on the quad. I don't know if people know that. Mm. At, like, designated areas. Obviously, Markle. Mm. And I think in Kirby, you pay like $30 for a like a pregame with a buffet and a bar.
Kirby, like Hall of Civil Rights.
No, that'd be awesome. I would love that. No, I wish.
It's just the big conference room right when you get 104, right?
Yeah, people are just hanging on to the marble columns.
Oh my god,
plastered. No,
The gym. That makes much more sense than
the gym. Yeah, yeah, they're doing like a buffet, and you know they got cocktails, they got Bloody Marys, they got, you know, mimosas, whatever.
That's nice.
It's like $30 flat fee. So I think they're doing more to facilitate, and that's probably why they do the banner thing too.
Yes, yeah.
You gotta when you're this small, you can't. It's not big enough. We're not big enough that you can turn. Because if you're a bigger school, you could just turn a blind eye and be I don't see what you're doing.
Like, it's large metal beverage receptacles in my college.
So you kind of have to do something. And I think they are doing that, which is kind of cool.
That's nice. You could do a sidewalk slammer with your friends while there are a bunch of families around. Those things are gross.
Not a big. But, you know, now I can, if I want to hang out with my family, they can. Whatever, if it's nice out, set up chairs in the quad and bring a six pack, whatever.
Great, crack a cold one with Frank, you know.
Yeah, crack. I don't think it's not even. We used to reference Frank and he used to get a kick out of it, but they just gave up on this show.
Oh,
they don't. Well, because of the times kept switching.
Well, yeah, because
they couldn't keep up, and I didn't bother telling him. Oh, what? Because I'm lazy?
No, not because of you.
Oh, you, Leah. Let's call out the the board right now. Mm.
All I'm saying is freshmen have 3 more years to be here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be honest, well, all right. Well, I don't think it's their fault because nobody's complained about a seniority system. one, because it's, I don't think anyone's bold enough.
Well, it's very petty also.
Yeah. It's like, if you want a seniority system for your hour of airtime a week.
I want a Friday 5 to 6
Yeah, it's like,
slot.
Shut up. college
cool,
radio.
You're getting Wednesday at 11 p.m.
Yeah. Like, also, nobody, you don't need a primetime slot. Nobody cares about anything you have to say. This is mostly just an ego project. It's not like, well, I'm the best DJ, so I've been here for 4 years. It's like, the quality of radio doesn't change between freshman and senior year. Don't tell me anyone's listening. I don't want to.
No, I hope people are. If you're listening, I don't know, dab in the chat or something. I don't know. I don't know what to
Nobody's
say.
Gonna do that. Nobody indulges me in my pathological dabbing obsession.
I do. Are you kidding me? Every single time I see you.
You do. Oh man, that was one of the greatest moments.
It's very lazy, like the.
One of the greatest moments of our relationship was the synchronized dab with Eric. It was beautiful. I almost cried.
I saw you tearing up.
It was a Sunday, and I was, you know, I was a little roughed up from the night before. I didn't feel that great. Mm. And I just hear Kev, and I look over, and as soon as I catch, like, your eye, you both just synchronized dab. Yeah, the duo dab. It was beautiful.
For those uninitiated, oh my god, that's...
What? Oh boy.
Fossum. Emily Fossum.
Alright, oh...
Thank you. Oh, she doesn't even want a shout out from me. She just wants a shout out from you.
Well, so funny story. Kevin had a few too many mojitos.
Mm.
Big mojito guy, by the way. I went to AC. Did well this weekend, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
Yes. Nice. So I went.
You're not going to shout her out, by the way?
I'm getting there.
Okay, all right.
I'm getting. It's an anecdote.
Okay.
Shut up, all James.
Right. What?
I went home Friday. And I went home just to go home. I had some things I had to do. And on Saturday was my best friend's birthday.
21st, right?
22nd. Oh, but okay. Whatever. Right. And like, you know, he had mentioned a couple weeks ago, oh, let's go to AC. And I've gone to, I told you, I've gone to AC too many times, and I'm tired of it. I don't want to go there anymore.
What, so like twice?
It's a night, no.
Oh, you mean like genuinely
I've gone times. Like 7 times in the past 3 months.
Why?
I don't, all right, it's are a whole combination of things. Like, that's the problem, I'm up. You
don't, oh, no.
So what happened was, no, the first 2 times I went, it was on, my parents helped me out because it was like a big, it was like a 21st birthday.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
planned it for months, so they're like, all right, you can have some money. Mm. But that money matured into more money.
Yes.
So I did, you know, I did fairly well. So then I subsidized myself for the next couple of trips. So I was fine.
So you were planning this out.
So, but then I hit zero. I was basically even. Mm. And then, you know, he goes on Saturday, no intention of going. He's like, you coming? Like we've been planning this for a while. And I'm like, no, I'm not going. He goes, you're coming. And he's like, James and Zach, you know, the whole, our like group, they were all going. He's like, you're going. And I went. And once I get into AC, I just turn into an animal.
Yeah.
What
do you play? You play roulette, right?
Play roulette.
Yeah. I can't, there's just too much. What,
so
there's too much lack of
control, just vegetating.
There's
awesome.
A lack of agency in the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, that's what I like. I just like handing my identity over to the dealer and just vegging out.
Just absolutely throwing caution to the wind. Like, and I might win $800. I might win. Like, oh, I might lose $400.
Uh-huh. Right, and the cocktail waitresses also take very good care of the tables.
Okay.
Especially when the minimum bets are high.
What's the minimum bet, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was playing low. Okay. But like minimum bets usually like 15.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What happened was I threw, this is the very beginning of the night. I got out of my hotel, we pregame very hard. I got out of my hotel room. I went down. I threw a 20 on a 15 minimum table and I asked for singles. And they're like, we don't do singles. We only do $5 chips. I'm like, oh man, are you kidding me?
Mm.
It's like, I'm just wasting $20. Like singles, I've spread them out and I'm getting like a higher return for a higher bet. Or like a lower return for a higher bet spread out across more numbers. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I put two $5 chips down in 17 and a hit. Yeah, $380.
Oh my God.
So I went crazy.
Jesus
anyway,
God.
So getting back to Emily, I, and by the way, it was her and about 10 other people. I was blasted.
Mm.
And I woke up and I had asked a bunch of people, Emily included, desperately asking them to dab.
What?
It's just text. Like, it's like, please dab. I was like, is this where my mind goes when I'm at? Like, I don't really
get. It's like the Jeb Bush, please clap, but it's a lot sadder.
I don't usually.
Like, please dab.
I don't hit that spot like that where you're just peeking over the blackout abyss. I don't do that. I don't think it's fun.
Yeah.
But I did so well so early in the night.
Mm.
And it, you know, it's free drinks when you're playing, and I was playing for a long time.
Yeah. Did you wind up?
I
where
hit
did you
that
wind up?
Place. I was 300 up when
okay.
I left.
Nice.
And that's including paying for drinks and food and everything.
Yikes! Wow.
Yeah. So I did really well.
That's incredible.
So I had a time and a half. We bought champagne, brought it back to the room because everyone was doing like well, and we wanted to chill, and we destroyed. There was champagne all over the ceilings. We destroyed this room. We went absolutely crazy. But yeah, so
that's so nice.
Night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fun time. But I don't like the feeling. It feels so terrible to wake up in a casino. I don't like going there. It's really fun for the night, but just waking up and you just, ugh. I'm 9 out of 10 times. And that is an accurate statistic that I have the numbers for. I wake up in the clothes that I put on yesterday. And I just reek of 7 and 7s and cigar smoke.
I can't imagine that.
And it's just horrible. And you're in like a crappy hotel on the strip.
Yeah, 5 other dudes in the same bed as you.
Yep. No, yeah. Someone's on the ground.
That's normal.
There's puke somewhere. It's just disgusting. You want to get out of there as soon as possible. And that... It's fun the first time, to be honest. It's like, yeah, I'm a scumbag. Oh, yeah. But
living
then
life on the wild
yeah,
side.
But then once you do it more than frequency is what matters, and I've done it too much.
That's
fair. I like, going out to parks or something or sands. That's a little better. But
oh, I went to Sands with my grandparents for my 21st.
Yeah, that's nice. You go there for the night. You get to leave Sands.
Yes. Yeah.
When you're living, where you're staying, where you're blowing your livelihood, it's a really bad combination. Because you'll just be like, well, my room is 2 seconds away. I can gamble as long as I want. A lot of the guys we went with were up till 8, you know?
Oh, my
just
God.
Just playing and playing and playing.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It's a lot better when you do poorly right off the bat, and then you're just, all right, maybe you're I'll make it an early night.
Yeah.
I'll be careful with my money. I'll take it slow. Mm-hmm. When you do really well, you're like, I'm invincible.
I get that fallacy. I play blackjack. Mm-hmm. Right. I do the slots sometimes. It's fun to pull lever and be like, huh, nice. I could, you know, lose all my money right now.
Just like, ding, ding, ding. Yay.
I actually, I won $180 on one spin.
Wow. That's nice.
The woman next to me was like, are you kidding me? Because she'd been there for hours probably. So go to the blackjack table with my grandfather, and we're playing, and I get this mentality where, like, I win, like, 6 hands in a row. I have $150 just sitting around. And I'm like, okay, I'll play until I either, like, hit a certain threshold or I lose a certain amount of money, right? And you get to $100. I'm going to stop. I'm going to cash out when I hit $100. $100 comes by. It's like, this hand looks pretty good, right? And then you're like, huh, all right, $75. Two seconds later, you're like, I can make it back up to 50 from 20.
That's
right?
That's why I'm for a guy who's gambled too much in the past couple of months, I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to, if I hit a threshold, you know, I put a 20 in and I get up to, I don't know, I get a $60 hit. Mm. I'm only playing 20 down again. The morning after, I woke up only like $50 up.
Mm.
Because I was down 100, won 360, and I spent probably 250 over the course of the night going to clubs, you know, doing whatever. So I was up, but I wasn't up. But the $50 I had was a voucher.
Mm.
So I'm like, all right, screw it. Usually I would just take the 50 and leave. I was like, all right, I'll go down and play. $100 hit, and then a $200 hit, both on slots.
Yikes, wow.
And I was doing stellar on the second one. Like, it was, you know, I didn't really lose. There wasn't like a period where I lost a lot of money. So I was really tempted to just play below the $200 mark and just go. It was so addicting. But, you know, cut it off.
I have such a problem with
it. It's not worth it, because the feeling of definitely walking away with $200 is so much better than,
I don't know about that. It's well for me at least, it was the feeling of walking away with 200 guaranteed dollars and then not doing anything for the rest of the day, right? Because once you're like, I'm going to set this cap and I'm not going to play anymore after this, well, then what do? You don't want to lose any more money, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to be up, you have to stop at a certain point.
Right.
So that was the problem with me, is that I won very early like you did, but I wanted to cap myself. But I couldn't, because, like, what are you going to do for the rest of the day if you're not gambling? That's the only thing you can do at a casino.
That's the other thing, too.
You can't get away from
it. They put you in a room, they give you a bunch of alcohol, usually free, and that's the gimmick. That's it.
Unless you're playing,
it's not hot, there's no culture. That's it.
And unless you're paying penny slots. And
right.
Penny slots are garbage.
I enjoy penny slots.
There's no payout.
My biggest hits have been on penny slots.
Seriously.
My single biggest hit was $900 on a penny slot.
Are you kidding
50
me?
50-cent bet. Yeah.
How? Jeez.
I don't know. There's machines that are like, you know some of them.
Quintuple jackpot?
Of them pay off. There's like a number on top. It's like a progressive. And they'll pay that off regardless of what your bet is. It was one of those.
That's so nice.
Feels real good.
Yeah, I've never had that.
By the way, for for any impressionable young minds tuning in,
please gamble as much as you can.
don't go to AC 7 times 2 months.
Go to go to the Zans.
Yeah,
they're nice.
No.
There. You can go to Emeralds.
Emeralds. Oh,
Emeralds
yeah.
is really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
They have some fantastic steak.
Incidentally, I don't feel that bad because Lafayette, that's like the senior getaway or whatever senior night is.
Oh, is it? The Sands?
It's the Sands, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, 100 nights.
Uh-huh.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I'm going black tie.
I know exactly which machine to play to. Which slot machine.
It's a little... You get to a point where you know the layout of the...
Well, I don't know the layout. I've only been there once, but I know exactly where it is because that's where I won all of my money.
Mm. It's actually a nice venue. There's like the bar
it
there.
It's
a nice little dance floor.
They also have a lot of...
food.
They have a lot of... kind of blackjack games and table games that you don't have to actually be at a table for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do it like the dealers are in the middle of the room, and then you have these touchscreen pads, so you don't have to interact with the dealers or people around you. Because if you're taking too long, people are going to get, you know, upset at you or annoyed. And it doesn't matter what age you are, and doesn't matter how experienced you are at the game, people are still going to get pissed off.
Right.
So they give you a set time limit that everyone has, and you have to choose whether you're hitting or etc. And it's actually really interesting how they do it.
You're talking about the, yeah.
The blackjack setup. Mm-hmm.
Also, outside of Sands, too, is... And they really could turn this into something cool.
It's like a resort, almost.
One, Sands is just cool. Just the old steel mill is awesome to look at. And then they have like, a stage outside. Like, a small stage. And I think they even have, like, a tiny amphitheater. But nothing really ever goes on there. But I think part of part of 100 Nights is... The first night is the casino, and the second night they have like a concert out on the venue.
Oh,
outside.
I did not know that.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
And there's a bar there. There's space heaters.
That's
and
wild. That's gonna cost so much money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they give you money for the casino? Do you think? I'm not even kidding.
Really? You think the school would sub? Would
I mean, I don't.
Everyone
know,
gets
paying,
a 20.
After paying,
Allison
out,
Byerly just sits by the.
Allison Byerly delivers you a $20 bill. I don't know. After paying what, like $250,000 to go here for 4 years?
You think they could give me a 20?
You think
they could lose?
Yeah, you think they could slap a crisp 20 in my hands?
That would be wonderful.
Give me something back. You know, I mean, I'm getting a degree, yeah, but I'd rather have $20.
But no, the feeling of literally being paid.
Being handed money by the president administration. Of the administration.
It's a little different than, oh yeah, you're getting a return on your investment. I want them to physically pay me. All right, we are coming up to, what time we got? It's about 20 minutes in. I think we got time for a couple of songs. Come back.
All right. Sounds good.
Would you like to start us off? You got anything? I actually... I have a suggestion, if you wouldn't mind. Start us off. I heard this before, and I'm really in the mood to hear it now. I think this is one of those songs you either hate it or you love it.
Okay.
It is Amadeus from the movie Amadeus. Rock Me Amadeus.
Sure.
By Falco, I believe. Falco?
Wait, Rock Me Amadeus, the gold mix?
I guess. Either one works, but all right. If you could throw that on right now. This is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. Hope you enjoy it, and if you don't, I'm sorry. We'll be back in a few moments.
Der großen Stadt, es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, Rock Me Amadeus. Du mit und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Amadeus. Oh,
falling deep in my mind.
Live music, what the kids want? Okay, let's go.
It's funny how you just break down, waiting on some sign. I pull up to the front of your driveway, with magic soaking my spine. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind?
Wake up, Marie, for the season turns. such a dash for the cold swash of Shangri's burn. She's all small, she's all nicotine. Songs in my pocket just crumbling. Won't you sing me something for the dawn? Sing me something for the dark, dark, dark. Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark?
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is still Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still James.
And I'm still Kevin.
So Kev was saying something before the Strokes Undercover of Darkness cut out.
And now I'm forgetting. Oh, we were just talking about Undercover of Darkness, so I was bopping a little bit, and you mentioned you had a friend who...
Who almost got us into a car accident while I was playing. You just bopping too hard.
There are actually certain songs that I'm afraid to listen to because, especially when I'm driving, they're just such jams that I'm worried I'm going to cause some trouble. Because I can't really focus on, like, I forget what the song was, but, so I don't know if I've mentioned this because I, you know, I'm very humble and, and I try to conceal it, but I drive a Mustang. And
no, because you talked about it last show.
Anyway, I drive... disclaimer, my dad's Mustang. But when I first started driving it, I, you know, it's a very nice feeling to accelerate in a Mustang because it makes a loud noise, and I was a teenage boy.
Yeah.
So...
It lets the world know you have a big penis.
Yes, absolutely. So I... And it had a decent sound system. It wasn't crazy, but you could turn up the bass. And around the time, well, before Battlefield 1 came out, they used in the trailer... a remix of Seven Nation Army by Glitch Mob. And I swear, I can't believe I didn't get pulled over. Because anytime it would come on, I had to download it. It wasn't on Spotify. But so I would have to purposely play it. But it was just such a heavy, epic, just like war song.
I can just imagine your hype playlist and it's just that song. That's it.
When it went to like just the wub-wub, I would... Especially if I was the first at a red light, this was the worst cocktail of a situation. I would pull up, be the first at the red light, and if when the light turned green at the same time cued to the music, it hit the heavy drop, I would floor it.
Yeah.
Middle of the day, on like a
like 2 p.m.
on like
Tuesday.
A highway, not on like the parkway. Go, so it just I was thinking there are certain songs that I can't that are a little too hype. Because I blast everything.
No, that's fair. I can't listen to the ending song from Fast and the Furious 6 or I'll cry.
Speaking of, I never saw a Fast and Furious
6. Neither did I. I just know that the, that and I'm assuming most white people can't listen to Mo Bamba in the car. Or sorry, More Bamba, if you will.
I forget which one that is. I know it's a popular song.
It's the one that has, I believe, two notes.
What do you mean? The whole song is just...
Pretty much. It's just... It's really a horrific sound to the ears, but it's very popular. And I won't admit that it isn't good because... it isn't good, but I still like it just because it's one of those songs that gets everyone hyped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be one of those songs that goes down in... history as a hype song.
Right? You know what's really messed up is there are songs that I really like. If I get in touch with myself and I'm alone in a room, that sounded a little weirder than I wanted it to. If I really like dig deep, I like these songs, but just culturally, I just repress that, and I know that's true.
That's fair.
Case in point, don't know why, but The Climb came on the radio.
Okay.
When I was driving with my buddy, he just has like plain radio, and The Climb came on, and I sang ironically out loud, like I screamed it, but I genuinely.
And then
I'm talking
then
Miley Cyrus, by
coming.
The way.
Yeah. Then the tears start coming,
but I enjoy the sound, like the sound, just like when I hear it. If I'm alone, I'm like, yes, I enjoy this. But if any, if I'm in public in any fashion, I just like viciously like no. You like Metallica and man stuff. Yeah, I can't like, you know. And there's a lot of songs like that, though.
That's fair. I think I'm glad that we have universally agreed as a species that ABBA only puts out certified bangers.
And as so you can get away with singing as much ABBA as you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like Mamma Mia, obviously Mamma Mia is the titular.
Yeah,
like,
there's
ooh, and
certain, certain bands are
Waterloo
sanctioned.
Waterloo and...
That's absolutely true. Like... Nobody will really judge you that hard if you listen to I Want Candy because it's developed like sort of an ironic power.
True. Or anything by the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, yeah, also totally legit. Backstreet Boys you get away with.
Oh, yeah.
But But there's certain bands, fringe artists.
Definitely boy bands.
I think it's if you're like a one-hit wonder or so, couple of hits, mm-hmm. And you don't have the name to back it up, you can't really get away with listening to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which I guess really doesn't matter unless you happen to be a hardcore fan of just like some weird fringe artist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting how you. I always like to think that I have the independence to just listen to whatever I want. But to be honest, I temper it when I'm with people.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Because there are those songs, and I'm sure we've had conversations about this before. But there are certain songs for certain times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I wouldn't listen to Mo Bamba while I'm studying. I would have to flip over the table and punch the nearest person in the face. But then again, I'm not going to be at a pregame and listening to Gregory, right?
It's, yeah.
You know, they're completely different environments. And judging a song based on what it is, just on the surface, is not a great idea, right? Because I don't like Nicki Minaj that much, right? Mm. I think she's very talented, like, genuinely, because it's difficult to rap as she does. It's not very easy to do that, right?
Uh-huh.
Or I don't think she's very talented. Let me rephrase. I think she has some talent to her. I don't think she's like a talentless hack.
Yeah.
But I don't like the content of her music. But I understand that the music is good in a certain scenario.
It's just like,
right?
Sometimes it's just viscerally good.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just listen to it, it just sounds good.
Yeah. Sometimes if you're in a room and everyone's sloshed.
Yeah.
Like
it's just
Nicki Minaj is going to be good.
Uh huh.
Right. And again, music is all relative to one's own ear and especially the kind of situation you're in. I think a lot of people look at songs in a vacuum. Which I think is the wrong idea.
Right. They should be contextualized.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I also don't like the fact that there's, like, the prescribed pregame playlist.
Mm.
Like, case in point, this weekend in the hotel room, someone pulls out a bar, like a Bluetooth bar, and they play, you know, it was just like, okay, there's No Church in the Wild.
Mm.
Oh, there's, what's that?
There's Mr. Brightside.
I'm forgetting that song. Balls so hard. Jay-Z, what is it?
I don't remember.
Oh my god, I can't believe I don't know what the song is. Anyway, it was just the typical boilerplate.
Like, it's like there's a Fetty Wap song.
Yep.
There's probably a song by Queen, which I'm not complaining about. I love
it. Yeah, that's the thing. Why is it always just one token oldie? Like, that's all you get.
Well, it depends. So sometimes you can get... I think Queen is typically the oldies that people are listening to in these playlists. If you play Bohemian Rhapsody, people are going to rip their throats out. But you got that, and you got some... Actually, yeah, I think, now that I think about it, it's not much more than Queen and ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I could pull up a playlist right now and look through it, but...
Which was frustrating, because, well, it also depends on geography, because I know in Jersey, you can get away with Bruce. I'm sure in Philly, too.
Yeah, you could probably get away with Bruce.
You can get away with Bruce. But it's just annoying, because I don't like, those songs will get me hyped.
Yeah, well, it depends on the song.
Just because they're so overplayed. I'm saying, because there's like a formulaic boilerplate pregame music, I'm like, dude, switch it up. I want to hear different stuff.
You get four Kanye songs.
Uh-huh, yeah. We are coming up to... Actually, no, we got time. We can forego... word of the day for a little while.
And then you get the only Earth, Wind, and Fire song anyone ever listens
September.
To.
September.
Yep. Some people
and
do Bon Jovi.
If it's actually September, forget about it. It's the way you'll be listening to it 4 or 5 times.
Much like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, if it's December, people are literally tearing the
walls down. No, if it's December, even if...
If it's September.
if it's halfway through November, you're done.
We've been playing... All I Want for Christmas Is You since I believe the beginning of October about.
Also,
but now it gets old, right? Like you were saying, you have your certified playlist or the token playlist.
Yeah.
So the songs don't get you hyped anymore, and by the time Christmas comes around, I'm sure people will still like it, but it gets to be so dull and so overplayed, right?
Speaking of Christmas, by the way, Mariah Carey. I guess maybe she's the queen of Christmas, but the king...
Oh, Michael Bublé came out of his hole,
with a new album.
Came out of his cave.
And a new album drops in...
2 hours.
5 days.
Nice.
Now, what I'm worried about is he came out of hiding right in time for Christmas, and I don't know if this is going to be a Christmas album.
Ooh.
So he might. I think he's gonna piss off a lot of people.
Yeah, that makes sense. He has such a good niche. And yeah. he's fantastic otherwise.
But, well, I think his niche is swing in general.
He's got the
and I think a lot of people like kind of his swingy vibe.
Like Bing Crosby.
Yeah. He's just like the only crooner. He's just like a resurrection of a crooner. He's like an oddity. But Christmas really, you know.
Yeah. He's got the unique sound, right? Yeah.
And he will be playing at Madison Square Garden. I'm going to find out how much tickets are. I imagine I won't be able to get in. But you do know that I'm a huge Michael Bublé fan.
We've had this conversation extensively.
Yeah. But I kind of forgot about him because of the whole thing with his son. Yeah, I really listened to him.
He literally lives in a cave.
Right. So he kind of just died out. And then I just stopped. And then someone told me the other day, like, he's back. I was like, oh my God.
You know, grizzled beard. He's like yoked now.
He's got like a warped wooden staff.
He's all tatted up with like.
You know, he looks like a Norse warrior. He's been gone for ages.
Still got the same voice though.
Yeah, he's still like the cutesy. So just keep a lookout for that. Anyway, it is 4:51. I don't want to jump the gun, but might as well get these started because I thought of them.
I went on Inspire by myself, and I didn't find any good ones, unfortunately.
So really?
I guess we just have good luck.
Depends on the day, yeah.
So are we doing one and then listening to one? Because I thought the listening
did you enjoy
was,
that? Okay.
I mean, I thought it was hilarious last time.
All right, so for those of us... or for those of you who are just joining us for the first time this week, we do have a couple of gimmicks we do at the end of every show for your sake and for ours because we run out of things to say. But this newest one is Go On. By the way, I encourage all of you listening to go on to inspirobot.me. This is a machine learning algorithm that is trying to figure out how to generate a unique motivational meme. Like those Facebook posts with like the picture of the mountain and a guy climbing it and says,
yeah, and
you can
text.
Do it, white text. A unique one every time you click the generate button. Problem is, and so far we're keeping tabs on it, we're following it. Problem is, so far it's learned the syntax, but it doesn't know what words to use in the formula. So we like to generate a meme and tell you Inspirobot's motivating. So this one,
I don't like that one that much.
No,
not particularly.
Yeah, I don't really either. It's not that funny. It's hit or miss. This is
that one's okay.
This one's pretty good. This is just a picture of a white rose with a red background, with the text "Nostalgia is humiliating." But what we decided to do last week to sort of because this is an audible medium, we figured instead of visual text, we should do. Something called mindfulness mode. So Inspirobot will play a series of chimes and relaxing Zen music and read out a couple of lines of its randomly generated wisdom for you.
It's
so we're going to turn down the coffee table and turn up the
inspiration.
Inspiration. So if you'll just bear with us and let Inspirobot take you.
Keep your eyes closed. Remember that after the cake comes the question.
That actually makes sense.
Like what do you mean?
Like a proposal.
Meditate on how the inventor of yoga once said, "Our orgasms end when our orgasms begin." The ones in opposition aspire to cryptocurrencies. Keep focusing on your breath. Simply being understood doesn't mean that you're ugly.
Okay, we're done.
Thank you, Inspirobot. Really appreciate it. That was Inspirobot, everybody, giving you a dose of wisdom every Monday evening. And of course, the other gimmick we have are words of the day.
That cake one actually made sense.
I don't get why. What do you mean?
Proposal. Like, after the cake comes the question. Like, will you marry me?
Why do people propose after eating cake?
No, like the ring would be in the cake. As if you're proposing at a restaurant or something.
Oh, I guess, but that's not like that common of a trope.
That's also not that much of a stretch, though. Like,
yeah, I'm just saying, you're being very generous.
I mean, a ring in a dessert, I don't think it's that uncommon.
All right, so we are also going to give you our two words of the day.
Man, I love doing literally nothing for the last 10 minutes of the show. Yeah, it's nice. It actually winds down.
It takes the pressure off us. We don't have to. This is, wow, kind of a lazy word of the day, to be honest. A little disappointed because I know this word. I'm sure you know this word.
In seventh grade.
The word of the day is admonish, which is to indicate duties or obligations to express warning or disapproval, especially in a gentle, earnest, and solicitous manner. Yeah, that's disappointing. It's nothing like, Barnstorm, you read in an article.
I did read an article
Was it like a New Yorker article?
I think it was a snobby Times one. I think it was a Times article about how Trump barnstormed the South or something like that.
Okay.
What
is going on today?
Hmm.
Valorous. Having valor. Thanks.
Wow.
I think this is the first time we might have to go for a third one because I'm pretty disappointed. This is from Worth.
Wow.
I'm done. Propensity? Okay. We gotta dig deep here.
Page six. Three words a day.
Profligate. I kind of know that one, too.
Initiative. Intersperse. Phase, defame, ebb, slint. What is this?
I know. We're really
running. Abjure.
Abstemious? Abstemious?
Abstemious.
Let's see. Is that how you pronounce this thing?
Yeah.
Abstemious.
Abstemious.
Let's see. Who exercises restraint, especially with regard to alcohol.
Hmm.
That's pretty good.
Well, it only
took us
six sites and or four sites and 6 days, of searching back.
I like that one though.
Yeah.
Someone who abstains as abstemious.
Hmm.
It's kind of useful. I don't know.
I'm just disappointed in us.
I am. That was pretty. InspireBot was good though.
You want to get another one from InspireBot? We got time.
Yeah. All right. One more from InspireBot. Yeah.
Just to make up for the.
For the dearth. There you go. That's your dearth. Word of the day. Dearth of good.
I guarantee you there's someone listening who has like no idea what half those words meant and we're just jerks.
I would feel really bad. Because it's hard to figure that out.
Because we have such a verbose lexicon.
So,
you know?
Yeah, our verbiage is so...
Superfluous.
Superfluously eloquent.
Hmm. Sixth level word.
A moment is pleasant.
Mm. It is.
Are you disappointed?
That bit.
It's 4:58. This is the last shot. We got to give our studio up to somebody else. If someone tells you that you can't build a pyramid, lay down and die. There you go. Thank you for joining us this week. This has been Mocha Gumbo, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I was Kevin.
And I was James.
And we'll see you next week. Same time, same place, same mocha, same gumbo. Enjoy your week.
Don't get cute, just like watching the day.